So reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 12, cleaning of Gandhicha temple. Aradine prabhate lana nijagan, shrihaste sabarange lepila chandan. Early the next morning, Mahaprabhu, taking his personal associates with him, smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies with his own hand. So much love. Shrihaste dila sabari eka eka marachani, Sabagana lana prabhu chalila apani. Mahaprabhu gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, they went to the Gundicha Mandir to clean the temple. Gundicha Mandire gela karita majan, pratame marjani lana karila shodan. In this way, Mahaprabhu and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. Pitara mandirupar sakala majila, simhasana majipuna stapana karila. Mahaprabhu cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, even the ceiling. Then he took up the Lord's singhasan. He moved it, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Chota bhara mandira kaila marjana shodhan. Mahaprabhu and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the kirtan hall. Charidike shatabhakta samarjani kari apani shodena prabhu shika nash sabari. Hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation, just to instruct others. Premolase shodena layena krishnanam bhaktagana krishna kahi karini jagam. Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting at the same time, performing their respective duties. This is devotional service. This is the key. Whatever we're doing, we should our consciousness and heart should be linked with Krishna, right? So they're not just cleansing, because you're just cleansing, cleaning a room or sweeping a room or throwing water here and there. It's like seva or service work, but it's not devotional service. Devotion means bhakti. Bhakti means Krishna's there. So the easiest way to bring Krishna anywhere is to chant his name. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Krishna descends through the Harinam Sankirtan. All the way from Goloka, you can bring Krishna anywhere. To Lodai and Modai and Todai. Wherever you are, you can bring Krishna. So this point is being illustrated by Mahaprabhu. They didn't just do cleaning, but they chanted Krishna, 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 Krishna. And how do they do? Premolas. And great love. Great jubilation. Ulas, Prem, Ulas, Shodena. They were very blissful and great love, chanting with great love. Bhimpuri. When you hear this narration, you should travel to Puri 500 years ago through the time machine. And you're right there alongside of Lord Chaitanya and your Brahman Sarup, Kaishur Brahman, assisting the Lord in his pastimes. Duli dusara tanu dekite shoban kahan kahan ashurjali kari samarjan. The entire beautiful body of Mahaprabhu was covered with dust and dirt. In this way it became transcendentally beautiful. At times when cleansing the temple, Mahaprabhu shed tears, and in some places he even cleansed with his tears. Boga mandira shodan kari shodila prangana sakala avasa krame karila shodana. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, boga mandira, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed. Then all the residential quarters, one after another. Trinaduli jinkura savekatra kariya Bahiravaste lana velaya bahira kariya. After Mahaprabhu collected the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, the trina, grass, duli dust, jinkura, grains of sand, he gathered it all in his cloth, his bahirvas, and threw it outside. Hey matta bhaktagan kari nijavas trina duli bahire felaya parama harishe. Following Mahaprabhu's example, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. Prabhu kahe ke kata kari yacha samarjan trina duli dekileya janiva parisham. The Lord told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. So he was seeing their collections. What was their collection? Sabara jantana boja ekacha karila sabahaite prabhura boja adika hoila. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Mahaprabhu was much greater than all the devotees. He matta abhyantara karila marjan puna sava kari dila kariya vantan. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, Mahaprabhu allotted, again, areas for the devotees to cleanse. Sukshma duli trina kankar savakaraha dur balamate shodana karaha prabhura antapur. The Lord ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. Sava Vaishnava lana jave dui bara shodila deki mahaprabhur mane santosha haila. After Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for a second time, Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. Hara shatta jana shatta gatte jalabadi pratame lanache kala pekshakari. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw the water from them. Jalana bhalijave mahaprabhu kaila tabe shatta gattani prabhu agedila. As Mahaprabhu called for water, the men immediately brought 100 water pots, which were completely filled and delivered them before the Lord. Pratame karila prabhu mandira prakshalan urdvado bitti griha madhya simhasan. In this way, Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, then the ceiling, walls, floors, simhasan, everything else within the room. Kapara bariya jala urdve chalaila se jali urdva shodi bitti prakshalila. Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Sri haste karena simhasanera marjan prabhu age jalani deya bhaktagan. When Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktagana kari griha madhya prakshalan nija nija haste kari mandira marjan. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Keha jala anideya mahaprabhur kare keha jala deya tanra charana upare. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his lotus feet. Keha lukana kare se jala apan keha magilaya keha anye kare dhan. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. Garadui pranalikaya jala charidila se jale prangana saba bari al rahila After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside the mandir. Nija vastre kaila prabhu griha samarjan Mahaprabhu nija vastre majila simhasan. Mahaprabhu mopped the rooms with his own cloths, and he polished the throne with them also. Shuddhagata jali haila mandira marjan mandira shodhya kaila yena nijaman. In this way all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. Nirmala shitala snigda karila mandire apanaridaya jena darila bahire. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Well, this is what happens when one surrenders to Lord Chaitanya, and especially to this Nam Sankirtan, which he's come to propagate. Chaitadarpana Marjanam Babamahadavagni Nirvabhanam Shreyakai Ravichandakavicharana Vidya Vadu Jivanam Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So then the mind, by this Sankirtan of holy names, the mind will become like this Gundicha Mandir, the temple of the mind, the temple of the heart. The mind will become pure, cool, and pleasing. The mind will become like the Lord's mind. The temple became like the Lord's mind. The Lord's mind was projected into the temple. The temple became, it seemed like the Lord's mind had appeared in the temple. Nirmal shitala shnigda karila mandire apana ridaya jena darila varire. Apana ridaya. His own heart, Mahaprabhu's own heart, had come there. So if we capture the Lord by chanting purely his holy names, and the Lord's heart will come in our heart. The Lord's chaito darpana marjanam, our chaito, our chit, our heart, will become like this, nirmal shitala shnigda, pleasing, cool, and purified. Shito prem balm. I used to have this people in Govardhan selling pain balm. Shito pain balm, but we have Shital Prem balm. That when the Lord enters our mind and heart, then our mind will become purified, Nirmal Mand, and Shital, very cool. No fires of passion, no burning of lust. Very cool mind, cool headed, and Shnigda, very pleasing. Shata shata jana jal bari sarovare gatte stana naikeya kupe jalabare. Hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake. That's Indradyumna Lake, which is nearby. There was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Purna kumbalana aise shata bhaktagan shunya gattalana jaya ara shatajan. Hundreds of devotees brought water in pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them again. Nityananda dvaita swaruparati puri inha vino arasava ane jala body. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Dvaita Charya, Surup Damodara, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling water pots and bringing them there. Gatte gatte taiki kata gatta bangi gela shatta shatta gatta loka tahanvana aila. Bangi gela, bangi. They got broken. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Jalabhari ghara dhoya Kare Kare Hari Dwani Krishna Hari Dwani Bina Ara Nahi Shuni. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms. But everyone was engaged in chanting, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari, Krishna Hari. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Kahi Kari, Gatara Pratan, Krishna Krishna Kahi Kari, Gatan Samarpan. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names, Krishna Krishna. Another person delivered the pot while chanting, Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna, give me a pot. Krishna Krishna, take the pot. Like this. It's Krishna Krishna, everything Krishna. Krishna indicates everything. A to Z. Krishna is the beginning, middle, and end of everything. So everything can be is included in Krishna, and Krishna is included in everything. You can indicate everything just by saying Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Jai Jai Kahi Se Kahi Krishna Naam. Krishna Naam Hoile Sanketa Sabakam. When anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name, Krishna, Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Sabkam, for all work. Everyone who wanted all desires, sabkam, all desires, all work was sanket. Sanket sabkam is indicated by Krishna Naam. Krishna Naam, Krishna Naam. Whatever you want, you just say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Namachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra, Purna Shuddha Purna Mukto, Binatva Namanamano. Chintamani Naam, everything's there, whatever you want. Krishna, Krishna. Prema Veshe Prabhukari, Krishna, Krishna Naam, Ekale. Prema Veshe Kari, Shatta Janera Kam. Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, Prema Vesh. He himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. That's a fact. When one is in love, he can do miracles. Like Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he was a premi, Krishna premi bhakta. He did miracles. So such physically, his body was not so much powerful. But he did so much extraordinary work. He did the work of 1,000 men, 10,000 men, traveling, preaching, writing so many letters, lectures, morning walks, managing, writing, translating, printing books, building temples, organizing, putting on Rath Yatras and Janmashtamis and Gopurani festivals. So many things. Because he was in love. He was love power. Power of love. Lord Chaitanya Prema Vesh. He's absorbed in Prema and chanting the holy names of the Lord. So he's doing the work of 100 men. So Prabhupada was, he was also absorbed in Prema, doing the work of 100 men. Shatahaste Karena Jena Shalana Marjan Pratijana Pashe Jai Karana Shikshan. It appeared as though Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Bhala Karma Dekitari Kari Prashamshan Manina Amalile Kari Pavitra Bartsan. When Mahaprabhu saw someone doing nicely, he praised them. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. He's quite equipoised. He was not envious, or he was just stating the facts. Well, you're not working up to your potential. You can do more. Tumi bala karijacha shikaha anyere e mata bala karma seho jena kari. Mahaprabhu would say, bhalo, bhalo. You have done very well. Now, shikaha anyere. Teach this to others so they may act in the same way. Bhala karma. So they will do good work also. Bhalo, bhalo. Bhalo, bhalo, kubhalo. He kata shuniya sabe sankuchitahan. Bhala mate karma kare sabe manadiya. As soon as they heard Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. Tabe prakshalana kaila Sri Jagamohan Bhogamandirari Tabe Kaila Prakshalan. They washed the Jagamohan area and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. Natashala Duli Dulila Duila Chatvara Prangan Prakashala Adikari Kaila Prakshalan. In this way, the meeting place was washed the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, every other room. Mandir chaturdik prakshalana kaila savantapura bala matte doyaila. Thus all the places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. Sava antapura. Antapura pala. Mbala mate doyaila. With great care, they washed everything in all directions. Chaturdik. All directions. Hina kale godiya ekasubudi saral. Prabhura charana juge dila gata jal. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal who was very intelligent and simple. Subhuti, he is very intelligent, saral, simple. He came and he poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. Hina kale godiya eka. One godiya, Bengali Vaishnava. Se jalalana apane panaka ila taha deki prabhura mone dukha rosha haila. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it all by himself. Seeing that, Mahabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Dukha and rosh. Jadyapi gosane tare hane che santosh dharma sam stapana lagi bahire maharosh. Although Mahabhu was certainly satisfied with this Gaudiya Vaishnava, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. Shikshalagi sarupe daki kaila tanhare he deka tamara Gaudiya ravyavahare. Mahabhu called for Swarup Damodar and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava. Ishvara mandire mora paradoyaila sejalapanilana panakoila. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, he drank the water himself. He aparadi mora kahanhabe gati tamara ghodiya kare etike fahijati. I now do not know what my destination will be because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. So Lord Chaitanya is feeling that in front of in the Lord's temple that no one should wash the feet of someone else and drink that water. And then if you allow something like that to happen, then you become implicated in the offense. Of course, it's not an offense. Lord Chaitanya is God himself. But just to set a standard. Because sometimes he acts as God and sometimes like a devotee. So here he's acting like devotee of the Lord. So devotees are cleaning the temple and somebody washes somebody else's feet in the temple and drinks it. That's not very good. Tave sarupa gosani taragare hatadiya dekamari purira bahira rakilena lana. Sarup Damodar caught that Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck. And giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundichapuri temple and made him stay outside. Punasi Prabhupaya Karila Vinay Agya Aparada Shama Karite Yai. After Sarup Damodar Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. Tabi Mahaprabhu Ramana Santoshahoila. After this incident, Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down on two lines on both sides. Apane vasya maje apanarahate trina kankara kuta nagila kudaite. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains, sand, and dirty things. The Lord is not afraid. Get his hands dirty in the service of the Lord. Sometimes people join ISKCON. They're from Brahmin backgrounds. And in India, I guess they don't even do it. But they say, you know, the temple commander says, oh, can you clean, empty the trash cans or clean the toilets? Oh, no, I'm Brahmin. I can't do this. I can't get my hands dirty. This is bhangi work, chamar work. I'm Brahmin. Don't you know I can do puja or pat or some cooking for deities, but how can I clean a latrine? This is lose my caste. But here the supreme Brahmin, Nimai Pandit, and Digvijaya of all of India. So no one's a greater Brahmin than Lord Chaitanya, Jagannath Mishra's son, Vishwara Mishra. He's not afraid to get his hands dirty in the service of the Lord. Ke kata kudaya saba ekatra kariva jara apataratani pitta pana laiva. While Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collection and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. That'd be good. Not collect too much. And you get a good fine. Hey, Mata Savapuri, Karila Shodan, Shitala Nirmala Kaila Jaina Nijaman. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundisha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. Pranalika Chari Jari, Pani Wahaila, Nutana Nadi Jaina Samudre Malila. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. Emata puradwara age pata jata sakala shodilata kevarni bekata. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Commenting on this shloka, Siddhanta Saraswati says, if one wants to see Krishna sitting in his heart, he first must cleanse his heart. Heart is very unclean. To wash away all the dirty things accumulated in the heart, we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Dharvana Marjana. You must chant and hear the glories of the Lord, and Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart, because he's already there. Krishna wants to live in the heart, and the Lord wants to give all directions. One has to keep his heart as clean as Mahaprabhu kept Gundisha temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives. And not have any external motives. We cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. A material desire is a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. These are like grains of sand in the heart. By his practical example, Mahaprabhu has shown that all the grains of sand must be picked up and thoroughly thrown outside. So there's various kinds of subtle contamination that may come in the heart. Kutinati, fault-finding, pratishtasha, desiring for name and fame and high position, jivahinsa, envying other living entities, nishiracar, nishiracar, accepting things forbidden in the shastra, or activities, behavior that goes against perfection, common desire for material gain, puja, hankering for popularity. The mind can be peaceful and thoroughly cleansed, and one no longer desires anything but devotional service. So by his practical example in the Gundisha Marjan festival, Mahaprabhu has informed us how to cleanse our hearts. Once the heart is cleansed, we should invite Lord Sri Krishna to sit down there and offer up and observe a festival by distributing prasadam and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Mahaprabhu used to teach every devotee by his personal behavior. Everyone who spreads the cult of Mahaprabhu accepts a similar responsibility. The cleansing of the Gundisha Mandir was conducted by Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleansed and soothed to receive Lord Sri Krishna, enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. Nisringa Mandira Vitara Bahira Shodila Shaneka Vishrama Kari Nitya Arambira. Mahabhu also cleansed in the Sringa temple, which is right nearby, inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes, then began dancing. Charidike Bhaktagana Karena Kirtan Madhya Nritya Karena Prabhu Madhya Singha Sam. All around Mahabhu, the devotees performed congregational chanting like a maddened lion. The Lord danced in the middle of the bhaktas. Sweta Kampa Vaivaranyashru Pulaka Hunkar Nijanga Duyage Jalayashudar. As usual, when Mahabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, tears from his eyes washed his body and everyone around him. Charidike Bhaktanga Kaila Prakshalan Shavanera Mega Jena Kare Varishan. In this way, Mahabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like the rains in the month of Shravan. Mahaucha Sankirtane Akasha Barila Prabhura Udanda Nritya Bhumi Kampahoila. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of the Sankirtan. Ucha, Maha Ucha Sankirtan. And the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhumi Kampa Haila. Bhumi Kampa, the earth was trembling like an earthquake. Udanda Nritya, his dancing and jumping, was creating an earthquake effect on the earth. Sarupera Uchagan Prabhure Sadabhai Anande Udhandanitya Kari Gororai. Gororai always liked the loud chanting of Srup Damodar. Therefore, when Srup Damodar sang, Gororai danced and jumped high in jubilation. E Mata Katakshana Nritya Jay Kariya Vishrama Karila Prabhu Samaya Bhujiya. Mahabhu chanted and danced for some time, and understanding the circumstances, he stopped to rest. So this concludes the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Gundicha Marjanando. The spiritual master is always engaged in worshipping the beautiful form of the Lord and cleansing the temple. Sri Vigrahara Dananitanana Shingaratan Mandira Marjananda Mandira Marjan Yutasya Bhaktams Chandiyanjatopi Vande Garo Sri Charanaravindam. No, Prabhupada is always engaged worshipping Radha and Krishna in the temple of his heart in Sevakunji, sweeping the footpaths of Sevakunji and cleansing the Nikunja Mandir and the Brita Nikunj, making all preparations for their Leela. And he's also engaging his disciples in such cleansing activities, Mandira Marjan. First, he engages the disciples in Mandira Marjan by cleansing the temple of the heart, by engaging his disciples in Nam Sankirtan and Guru Seva, Krishna Seva. By doing Nam Sankirtan and engaging in Navaveda Bhakti, nine limbs of devotion, gradually the temple of the heart becomes cleansed and purified. Chaitanya Dharpana Marjan. Mama Mandire Rahanishi Hidin Krishna Murari Si Krishna Murari. So ultimately, when the heart is cleansed, then the Lord will come and Balaram will come, Nityananda will come and make preparations for Radha and Krishna to come, the Mahaprabhu, and then they will engage in cleaning the Nikunja Mandir, Ratikeli Mandir, Nikunja Mandir. First, the basic Mandir of the heart has to be cleansed. All the greed and anger and lust and envy, desire for profit, adoration, distinction, this must all be removed by intensive Sankirtan and Seva, surrender, submission, dedication, study, realization, Jivadoya Namruchi, Vaishnava Seva. And then the heart can become a temple of the Lord. Now the heart is a temple of Kali. Temple of Kali, a black man. One black man lives in the heart. Kali. And he has all his family members, Kali Chela, Kali Parivar, lust and anger and greed, envy, all these dark characters, all these dark and dastardly characters running around the Kali Mandir in the heart. So they had to be kicked out, thrown out, washed out, cleaned out, one by one. And so Guru engages the devotee, his disciple, in kicking Kali out of the heart and bringing Krishna inside. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Gopi Janavallava, Jaya Girivaradari, Gopi Janavallava, Jaya Girivaradari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari, he's enjoying the kunjas. The kunjas of Bihari Kunj. Bihari Kunj is the heart of every disciple. This is what the Guru is trying to create in the heart of the disciple, by diksha, by shiksha, by engaging him. Yuktasya bhaktam chanayanjatopi. Yuktasya bhaktam chanayanjatopi. He's trying to link the devotees, link his disciples in the service of Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janabalava Giri Varadari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. So by remembering this wonderful Kundicha Mandir cleansing Leela, Kundicha Marjan Leela of Mahaprabhu and his associates, we pray for the day when we'll see Mahaprabhu in our mind. We'll see Mahaprabhu come into our mind, all of his associates, and they will start cleansing the temple of our mind. And we'll be there also, and we'll take some water. And the one will be looking, we'll pour some water over Mahaprabhu's feet, lotus, beautiful golden lotus feet. When that water falls off his feet, then we'll scoop up that water and drink it to our heart's content. And this way our hair will stand on end, and our voice will choke up, and tears will shoot out of our eyes like a syringe. And great ecstasy will raise our arms to the sky and start dancing in jubilation within our heart, yelling, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai.